Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex tour review. Today's product is Waifu Goo. It's Revinnovation's new mineral oil based lube that's specifically designed to work with your sex doll and TPE sex toys as well. And it's available at the Dollhouse and SpinningRobotPussy.com. So this is going to be an interesting kind of review because I'm not just going to compare this lube to like other lube. I'm going to also compare it to petroleum jelly and mineral oil so you can see like where it fits in. So first of all, let's get a look at the bottle. This is what the bottle looks like. You can see the lube is inside of it. It's mineral oil based. It has kind of a milky white texture to it. Not much else to say. It comes in an 8-ounce bottle. It's kind of like a kind of a shampoo bottle cap. So you push the button and that's how you get the lube out. And then I kind of like these caps because, you know, you can squeeze it in your hand or whatever. And then when you have enough in your hand, you just push it down and it automatically closes it. So it's actually really convenient. Okay, so before we compare this, so again, we got to do a lot of comparisons. So, all right, we're going to compare this to the current king of lubes, the Paliquith lube. So we got Paliquith lube over here. And we got the Waifu Goo over here. All right, so let's just squirt some Paliquith lube over here on this plate. This is going to be our test area. And then we're going to put some Waifu Goo here. You can already see, like, the Waifu Goo is, it's runny, but it's not too runny. In fact, you know what, let me show you. So this is mineral oil. This isn't Waifu Goo, this is mineral oil. Just to show you the difference in texture. All right, so this is mineral oil. Oop, okay, well, you can see how, the little paper kind of thing came out. You can see how runny mineral oil is. It's just liquid. And then, you know, this is petroleum jelly. I'll just put some petroleum jelly. I'll just kind of like leave it on the plate. All right, so there's petroleum jelly. So you can see petroleum jelly is very gooey. Mineral oil is very runny. And then the Waifu Goo is like in the middle. So, you know, if you feel lube, it's obviously, the idea is it's very slippery. So we got a very slippery lube going on over here. And I know this is gonna be hard to judge, but they feel just as slippery. You get a nice good slip going on when it comes to the Waifu Goo. The idea is, you can see that the Waifu Goo is kind of in between petroleum jelly. It's not runny like mineral oil. It's not goopy like petroleum jelly. It's like a nice healthy medium. It's in the middle and it's very similar to lube. Like this is water-based lube and this is oil-based lube. And they're both very slippery. They do the job well. That's about it. So, I mean, you can see, like, mineral oil. The mineral oil, you could tell the mineral oil is similar. Like, it's oil. So, the oil feels slippery, too, obviously. It's just that the mineral oil, look how it's already running across the plate, almost reaching the lube at this point. So, that's the problem with mineral oil. It works. It's very slippery, but it's also very runny. And the petroleum jelly, let me see. How slippery is petroleum jelly? Obviously, it's probably pretty slippery. And you know, once you work the petroleum jelly out, it basically functions the same as the Waifu Goo. So you can use petroleum jelly as Waifu Goo, but you're going to have to, like, warm it up and kind of work it down in order to get it to, So the petroleum jelly feels like the Waifu Goo once you kind of warm it up and get it working, whereas the Waifu Goo is like that immediately. So, again, the Waifu Goo is kind of in between petroleum jelly and mineral oil, and that's Waifu Goo. And very similar to the lube. And this is the Paliquith lube is basically like Astro Glide. So it's a very high-end lube. It's the one I normally recommend to everyone. But here's the benefit of the Waifu Goo. So when you're using water-based lube with your doll or a toy or anything, you have to clean it out because TPE is a petroleum-based kind of plastic rubber material, whereas a human body is water-based. You know, you're like 90% water. So water-based lubes are great for a human. They're not great for a petroleum-based toy. If you don't clean and dry out your toys or your dolls, you can get moisture, which will cause basically molding, which could cause damage or at the very least very unpleasant odors. So you have to make sure you clean your doll out regularly. And you also have to do maintenance on your TPE doll or toy by rubbing it with either mineral oil or petroleum jelly. This will resaturate the material to keep it from drying out and breaking. It will also keep the skin soft and supple. Because I've had Celestina for 5 years. There's a reason why she still looks good. It's because I take care of her. But that requires you to basically rub your waifu down with a petroleum jelly about once a month. Well, now you have waifu goo, which makes maintenance fun because you can use it for sex, and you don't have to worry about cleaning the lube off. You don't have to worry about drying it and cleaning it. You can rub the waifu goo into the doll because it has the petroleum jelly and the oils that the doll needs. So you're basically doing maintenance with the doll as you're having sex. And you can rub this on her body like massage oil. It's not going to hurt her. It's not going to damage her. It's got the stuff that dolls need. So it's good. Also, another bonus is normally with a doll, you don't have to do any kind of foreplay. Foreplay is not a thing because dolls can't appreciate it. But with the waifu goo, there's one thing that I learned the hard way. So if you use this like normal lube, like you just, squirt it in your hand, rub it on your dick, stick it in, it's going to get dry really quickly. And the reason why is, unless you have been rubbing petroleum jelly or oil into your doll prior to having sex, it's probably going to be slightly dry in there. And then when you use the waifu goo, it's going to soak up those oils because the TPE is dry. And so if you're using it as lube and you haven't done maintenance on your doll recently, it's going to soak up the oils, and then the pussy is going to get really dry in like a couple seconds, because it's soaking up all those oils. So what you do is do a little foreplay. Put a little waifu goo on your fingers. Oh, my fingers are all slippery. So, you just put a little waifu goo on your fingers like this, finger her pussy, get her nice and lubed up. And this will also give the waifu goo a few seconds to soak in. And then when you put some on your dick and stick it in, her pussy isn't going to be all dry because it's soaked up the oils. So this actually will add foreplay back into sex. So if you have a doll and you kind of miss foreplay, you don't want to fake it. You don't want to like have foreplay for no reason just to go through the motions. You want like actual meaningful foreplay. Well, here's a chance to have meaningful foreplay again, because you actually do want to finger her pussy. You actually do want to get her going with the waifu goo before you put your penis in. That way the TPE doesn't soak up the oils. And then, your lube dries out instantly. So I really like that feature. It's unscented, so there's no scent when it comes to the waifu goo. However, it does have, it smells like oil. Like, it's not scented oil. It doesn't smell like baby powder or anything, but you will smell like oil. So if you don't know what oil smells like, you'd smell like oil. Like you've been, cooking French fries or something. So just be aware. Be aware that there is an oily smell, but it's not scented. So you don't have to worry about like smelling like baby oil or anything. You're going to smell like oil though, but that, it's whatever. It's fine. I honestly love this lube. Again, it feels as good as like premium lube, like the Paliquid lube, but it allows me to have foreplay with my waifu. It also is a way to basically work maintenance, mix pleasure and work together, because you have to do maintenance on your doll anyway. You can use this for regular maintenance. If you just want to rub your waifu down with this, you can use it for that. However, it's about $15 a bottle, which for 8 ounces for lube is not expensive. But you can get a whole jar of petroleum jelly for like $4 or $5. You can get a thing of mineral oil for, like a couple bucks. So I would not use the waifu goo for maintenance because you're overpaying. I would still use petroleum jelly and mineral oil for maintenance. But if you're going to have sex anyway, you might as well use the waifu goo and then basically do that maintenance on her. And then the best part is, you put it on your hand, you finger a pussy, you have sex, you got lube all over your hands. Now, normally, if you're using water-based lube, you don't want to rub that water-based lube all over your doll, because then you're going to have to clean it off. Because again, the water can damage the doll and cause mold and damage and smells. And so you have to like wipe it on yourself or wipe it on your shirt or clean your hands off. With the waifu goo, you can literally just rub it into her skin. You can massage her titties with your lubed up hands and then let her titties soak in the lube, and it's not going to damage her. So there's no downside to this. Basically, water-based lube is made for real sex with real people, with water-based, carbon-based life forms, right? Where with a doll, because a doll isn't water-based, a doll is petroleum-based, you want to have a petroleum-based lube, and this is the only one. This is a brand new product. So this is the lube that's perfectly made for your waifu. So when you're having sex with your waifu, or if you have a TPE-based sex toy, like a doggy-style ass or even a fleshlight, this is going to basically help you maintain that toy without you having to do any additional work, because you're basically maintaining it as you're using it. So whether you have a fleshlight, whether you have a doll, whatever you have, check out the waifu goo from Revy Innovations in the dollhouse. Again, it's 8 ounces for $15, which is very, very good. That's what you're going to pay for. I think it's actually less than what you'll pay for regular lubes, like, you know, Astroglide or something. There might be some cheaper lubes out there, but they're not as good. Like, I've compared lubes. This is a good lube. Again, you got petroleum jelly, which is very goopy. I mean, you can use it as lube if you kind of, like, rub it in. Like, you don't want to just goop this on your dick, but if you rub it in and you get it going and warmed up and it kind of melts a bit, I guess you could use this as lube. The mineral oil is way too runny to use as lube. It'd be good for, like, massage oil, but not good for lube. But the waifu goo is just perfect. It's right in the middle. So, again, I really have no complaints about this. It is the perfect lube for the waifu connoisseur. And you get a cute little anime sticker. It's got a nice squeezable bottle. There's no complaints for me. I'm very happy with this product. I think this is a... Look, you can see. Look, it's not... Look here. Here we go. You can see if I basically move these back and forth, you can see the consistency. So it's runny, but it's not too runny. It's like lube. So, you know, Astroglide has kind of a runny-ish thing. It's not like a gel. Like, if you're used to, like, KY jelly, maybe. This is more runny than KY jelly. But I think it's the perfect consistency for a premium lube. So it's a great deal. $15, 8 ounces. Specially designed for sex dolls. It's great. I have no complaints. So there you go. That's all I have to say. So thank you the dollhouse, and thank you Revy for sending me this product to review. It gets a full-throated recommendation from me. This is my go-to lube going forward, because it's made for dolls. You know, like, you can use a water-based lube with a doll, but you got to do extra work to clean it up. There's no extra work for this. This is made for dolls. It's got the stuff that waifus crave. So this is the lube you should be using. So that's it. I'll have to say, this is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you next time.